Untitled, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, April 1954, pages 13-14. We have several notes here should be considered by presiding officers in stakes and wards, in addition to those already mentioned in the message given by the bishopric and by the counselors in the presidency. One of these I will mention, the others we can carry over. Will the presidencies of stakes at your quarterly conference please present to the visiting general authorities any problems which you have that are current, or mighty current within a few days or weeks? Let the brethren who are on the ground consider these problems with you. It may be the reorganization of a bishopric, the appointment of high councilmen, or the reorganization of a high council. Not infrequently we find before us correspondence from stakes in which quarterly conference was held just the week before our Thursday meeting, problems which should have been taken up with the visiting brethren. If you will follow that little suggestion, it will expedite matters in the presidency's office, which are accumulating. As I contemplate the vast audience of priesthood tonight, assembled in the various places named at the opening of the meeting, and realize the potency and power of this great body of men, I am overwhelmed. As I sat in the audience and listened to the message given so impressively by the bishopric, and so successfully by the men and women who produced that film, I felt my feelings swell within my breast as to the possibility of the good that will be done, and can be done, by these 15 or 20 or 25,000 men of the priesthood who are worshipping tonight. There's surely somewhere a lowly place in earth's harvest field so wide, where I may labor through life's short day for Jesus, the crucified. So trusting my all to thy tender care, and knowing thou lovest me, I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I hope everybody who sang that verse applied it to himself, and in a way made a sacred vow to do better in the future than in the past, and there can mind five fundamental virtues t should be associated with that will. I will just name them. First is faith in God the Father, in his Son, faith in our fellow men. The second is honesty, a childish sincerity, honest in dealing with our fellow men. It is the foundation of all character. If you offer prayer at night and you have dealt dishonestly with your fellows during the day, I rather think that as the king in Hamlet, your words fly up but your thoughts remain below. But if you have dealt honestly, the Lord will hear and answer your true feelings. The third is loyalty. It is a wonderful principle. A true friend is loyal. Many acquaintances are not, and may not be. Be loyal to the priesthood. Be loyal to your wives and to your families. Loyal to your friends. I cannot think that the Spirit of God will strive with a man who in any way helps to break up another man's family. I care not what seeming attraction may be between him and the wife of the other man. God will withdraw his Spirit from such a one. Do you know that 5 or 6 letters that have come just this week from broken-hearted wives of some men who are disillusioned with the church have their origin in dishonest dealings with men, or fancied dishonest dealings of brethren, and 3 of them from broken-hearted wives who are pleading for something to be said to have their husbands brought to recall what it means to be loyal to covenants made in the house of the Lord. 4th, there springs from the chastity, all these 25,000 men, clean, that means something in this old world. 5th, in the heart of each one a willingness, indeed, a desire, to serve their fellow men. I will say no more, but I feel impressed to ask you, and all other listening in to repeat with me the first article of faith, and the 13th article of faith, and let us say it slowly, and think of each word as we say it. You recall the first: we believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. The 13th, we believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul: we believe all things, we hope all things, we have endured many things, and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. Will you, brethren? The 13th, may inspiration from on high and the constant guidance of the Holy Spirit enable each of us to accentuate that belief by radiating in our daily lives the ideals and principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I earnestly pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.